Hi, I'm Father Rosado. Welcome to FatherRosadoTV.com. I usually do a lot of programming in Spanish, but now I'm making it bilingual in English and Spanish. And today we're going to discuss, why do we have our throats blessed today? And today, of course, is the Feast of Saint Blaise. It's the 3rd of February, 2022, and I'm recording this on the 3rd of February, as we know, is the Feast of Saint Blaise. Here's a picture of him. He was a 4th century bishop. He was a bishop and a martyr, and he is known to have helped a child who was choking on a piece of fish bone. And he helped that child, and thus he is known for the blessing of throats. Today, at the end of Masses, if you haven't been to Mass yet and you want to get your throat blessed, go to your local Catholic church who has an evening Mass. This morning, a lot of people came to our parish. For our parish, a lot of people came. So the priest will have a red stole. After Mass, we'll have our red vestments as well. And two candles like this. And this is why we do it every year on the 3rd of February, because it's the memorial of Saint Blaise. And we remember that Saint Blaise helped that boy who was choking. So we have this traditional blessing, which in the United States takes place. It takes the place of the final blessing at Mass. It can also be done outside of Mass. So the candles are placed like this around your neck. And the prayer is, through the intercession of Saint Blaise, Bishop and Martyr, may God deliver you from every disease of the throat and from every other illness, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. If you have any questions or any topics that you want me to discuss here on my channel, just let me know. This is my email. And let's see, and if you prefer text message or calls, that's my phone number. And the whole point of this channel is to bring Jesus to you. I started it during the pandemic at my last parish, and I've been continuing it here at this parish. So let me know what questions you have. I usually record live, or sometimes I do pre-recorded. This is designed so that people can see pre-recorded, but there's 6 people watching live now. So if you put your comments in the comments section, I can actually see what you write and put your comment on the screen. So if you have any other questions about the Catholic Church, let me know and I'll be glad to make a video for you. God bless you. Thank you for watching. Now I'm going to give you my outro video.